Great. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out with a guest. Haven't had him on in a couple months. Overdue for a dose of Jim Babka from downsizedc.org. Jim, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, it's good to be here.
Let me turn you up there a little bit. Okay, it is good to have you as always. So Jim Babka, downsizedc.org, for our new listeners that are just tuning in tonight for the very first time, will you give them their initiation? What is downsizedc.org?
Well, downsizedc.org is an army that's growing, that is going to get so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore it. So large that we can get the message out of small, limited government out everywhere, every day. We're doing this through starting off by giving Congress a piece of our mind. And we do this not all by ourselves, but as a group. We have a mechanism at our website, downsizedc.org, that is simple, free, easy to use. You simply go there, you look at the issues. We give you quick, up-to-date information that you can use so you can get up to speed quickly. And then you can send a personalized message that's delivered simultaneously to your representative and two senators. It just takes a few minutes. The first time you do it, a couple extra minutes to register, you're all set from there. It's called downsizedc.org, and right now 22,500 people receive our Downsizer dispatch every day, and then many of them go to work and communicate with their legislators, and we are having an impact right now as they're attempting to do warrantless spying on us. We've been part of a coalition that has been standing up and saying no. We don't like the Protect America Act. We don't want replacements, and so far we've managed to hold that off. The Protect America Act expired in February despite the president's strong protestations. So this kind of pressure can work, and as we get bigger and as we get stronger, it'll become more effective.
Normally one of my critiques about this whole representative republic that we have here is that the so-called representatives, they just don't even care what you have to say. And, of course, it's really not possible for them to represent you in the first place. But that aside, the Downsize DC model has actually been successful on some issues at least, swaying things in the direction of freedom, or at least in the direction of stopping some expansion of government. And so it has been successful, and that's because it's not just you that's calling. It's, like you said, you've got 22,000 people on your email list. So when you send out an action item, when you send out something to the email list, to the downsizers, and you say, hey, we need you to go and do this on this particular item, you mentioned the Protect America Act, thousands of those 22,000 people will go and send a message to their congressperson, usually probably within, 24 or 48 hours of your original
sending
that message.
Yeah, and they become more dedicated each month. We have more people sending more messages every month, and the list continues to grow each month. It's in increments, and we're looking forward to the days that we're going to keep growing faster and faster, but we've gotten off to a fantastic start this year. We're still a relatively young organization, and you know, I envision, Ian, a point where we've got hundreds of thousands and then even millions of people who are getting that message every day and being activated to give Congress a piece of their mind.
The idea is basically that these Congress people, they're politicians, and what politicians are all about is whatever they perceive that people want, right? So if they perceive that people want slavery, they're going to give them slavery. If they perceive that people want freedom, they're going to give them, well,
yeah, politicians
give them freedom,
are
but they're
essentially
gonna...
opportunists. Politicians right. are essentially opportunists, and you guys have you are in New Hampshire, and I know some of your listeners are. You had a chance to get up close and personal with a lot of the presidential candidates, and nearly all of them are people who want to give people things that they want, and they believe that by satisfying people's wants and desires, they will attract votes. And so, you know, we want to show them that there's a large body, a large constituency out there for the ideas we believe in. We also have learned that there's something out there called agenda-setting theory, which is the notion that the media tells people, you know, only these ideas are really viable. And so what we want to do is two things. We're going to eventually begin reaching out to the media. That's going to be a next phase of our growth, where we're going to begin telling the media what we think about things and beginning to open up that agenda to our ideas. But we also want to get to a point where the politicians just can't escape our ideas. They can't, you know, they can't ignore them. They can't duck them. They have to pay attention to things like our Read the Bills Act, Write the Laws Act, the One Subject at a Time Act, I Am Not Afraid. These are all campaigns that we've set up independent on our own to begin to change the dialogue or the discussion on key things like congressional incentives or the war on terror.
It's excellent. You guys are doing good work, and I am somebody who thinks that Washington, D.C. is pretty much a lost cause. But the one thing that I will do is I will do whatever Downsize D.C. sends me
the
email.
The same here, Jim, and I want to increase the credibility of this just a tiny bit. How much are you paying to be on here?
How much am I paying to be on there?
Yeah, right here on the air.
Nothing.
Of course you aren't, because we really do believe in Downsize DC. you send your updates out maybe 3-4 times a week, something like that.
Yes.
And it tells you right in the title what it is that the Congress, what sort of nefarious plan Congress is about at that particular time, and what you can do about it. A click here link. You sign in. It's fast as it could be. I'm not very internet savvy. This is if it's not easy, I can't do it. And you just go in there. You have there's a short little message to your Congress critters and your senator there, and you can write a little more if you want, and it's usually good too. And off it goes, and then you have an opportunity. If there's some other people that this issue might be important to, you can send that message to them, and I'm sure that's a good way that you expand your reach. But I think it's a great, easy, and it does seem like you guys have had some effect, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I would hope that even those messages that you're getting here during the week, the Downsizer Dispatch, that you find them lively and sometimes even entertaining, but definitely factual and interesting. We try to get out the word in a condensed package. We don't waste a lot of motion. We try to give you just the facts, but still in an entertaining, lively way, and let you do your part as a citizen and then go about your business the rest of the day. People shouldn't have to be thinking about politics 24/7, keeping an eye on Washington. We're trying to help them do that and leverage their time so they can go spend their time with their family or on their careers or wherever else is their pleasure.
Now, Jim, Downsize DC has a particular bill that they're trying to get through that I find the most exciting thing that I've heard about going on in Washington in years is the Read the Bills Act.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going?
Well, we're going to continue to plug away. This is, we're asking Congress with the Read the Bills Act to actually read their bills before they pass them.
Mm-hmm.
We're also asking them to post the bills online for 7 days for the public to be able to see, just like and to give them adequate time to read as well before they cast their final vote. Now, these are things that they don't want to do. This is going to take an awful large army to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
But we've reached a point now where they know what the Read the Bills Act is on Capitol Hill. I called a senator's office not too long ago, to talk to a staffer there, and I said, "Oh, I'm with Downsize DC." He goes, "Oh, we know who you are."
Yep.
And
the Read the Bills Act is really like asking roaches to do shots of Raid. I mean, these guys don't want anything to do with the public, the American people, reining them in. Can you imagine how reasonable it is to ask Congress, the Congress people that are voting on these bills, to in fact read the bills they're voting on? But they don't.
It's very reasonable, and it's what's infuriating is that they don't read these bills, but we are required to live under them, and so we want to get them into that position where they're reading the bills, and it relates to Downsize DC, because if they have to pause and they have to have these bills read out loud in the chamber of the House and the Senate before they can go forward, if they have to wait 7 days before they can actually cast their final vote, they will slow down. They will begin to sweat the details, and they'll begin making choices as opposed to just passing every single thing that gets shoved in front of them.
You know, I'd like to talk a little bit more about, you mentioned that one of the staffers knew who you were, and Downsize DC has now been around for a handful of years at this point. I'm just curious as to how that has changed from the very beginning, and if you can explain that to us, hang on, Jim. 800-259-9231, what has the progress been like for Downsize DC over the last few years? How have they grown? How has the influence become? Because I think I can see an example of what things might end up being like for Downsize DC going on right here in New Hampshire. I'll explain here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. It's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials there, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, we go back to Jim Babka. He is on the line with us from DownsizedDC.org, which is a great organization, probably really the only, I think, one of the few, if not the only organization, actually doing something worthwhile in D.C. there. You're actually gathering people together digitally, online, to create an army, and that was a word that you used, Jim. And the purpose is to have these people get active by sending messages through your digital system at downsizedc.org to their so-called representatives and senators, letting them know that they care about liberty and they support the pro-liberty position on whatever the given issue is at any time. And Downsized DC has certainly tackled a number of them over the last few years. It's an amazingly simple system, and so people are concerned with liberty in our lifetimes at the national level. They really should go to downsizedc.org and get involved. I was curious, Jim, what has the progress been over the years? I mean, you mentioned before that a Senate staffer said something to you about knowing Downsized DC or knowing of Downsized DC. What was it like in the beginning compared to now, and how long has it been?
Well, we got started in July of 2004, and to give you kind of a snapshot of our growth here, I happen to have this data handy, so I just yanked it out when I knew you were going to say this, or you were going to ask me about this. In the first quarter of 2005, we registered 1,300 people. In the first quarter of 2006, we registered just a little more than that, 1,344.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, it shot up to 2,009. And in the first quarter of this year, which we're still not quite done with, it's already at 2,950.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The number of people we're bringing in is continuing to go up. But here's the number that I'm really excited about. How many messages are we sending to Congress? In February of 2005, it was 6,285. In 2006, it was 11,253 that month. In 2007, last year, it was 19,206. So it's pretty exciting. It's growing. This year is 51,390.
You mean 2007?
So, I'm sorry, in 2008.
Oh, wow.
In 2008, we went from just under 20,000 to just over 50,000. That's a huge leap. And what's happening is that the people on our list, you know, not everybody sticks around. I mean, we do send those messages out 3-4 times a week. It's not everybody's cup of tea. Some mm-hmm. people actually complain that we send too many messages. We say, great, nice to meet you, and on we go.
There you go.
And we're thrilled that, you know, not everybody wants to stick around. We want people who want to go, who want what we want. And that number keeps going up every month as well. But the people that stick around are more intense than the people who leave. And we just keep getting stronger and stronger. And we will become a force that's going to be impossible for Congress to ignore.
Now, Jim, let me play the cynic here for a moment. Okay,
sure.
You're sending online messages. How do we know they're not just spam blocking the Downsized DC stuff?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because number one, they do, in many cases, you get some insurance because they send you a letter, a constituent form letter, that says that your message has been counted. But you know, the members of Congress are in a very sensitive position, and they recognize that they need to treat constituents who are paying attention to an issue, they need to treat them well. This is how incumbency works. There's entire staff devoted to dealing with constituent concerns. And in some cases, in some of the bigger states, you would be amazed at how big these staffs are, how many interns and how many different people they have just there to address constituent concerns. And so they do count these messages in every office, and they report the results to the boss in the morning. And we have seen some dramatic conversion stories. One of my favorites, two of my favorites actually, came during the immigration debate last June. Here was something they tried to ram it through the first time. They came back and they added real ID provisions, and we got on board and said, no, this just can't stand. And the country, I mean, it wasn't just us. There were a lot of people demonstrating proof of concept for us that had nothing to do with Downsized DC. They shut the Capitol switchboard down. And two interesting senators' stories. One was Trent Lott, who stood up and said that talk radio needed to be regulated because it had become too powerful.
Hmm.
They were getting people to actually contact their congressmen, and this was wrong. And but he changed his vote. And Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, who practically broke down in tears on the Senate floor, saying that he wanted to help and do the right thing in immigration, but he had been threatened and bullied and abused by the people back home. And so he switched his vote. So, you know, these were guys that were on the other side of the fence, you know, and one of them switched their vote. I'm sorry, Trent Lott did not. I'm looking at my notes here. Trent Lott did not. But, you know, he complained about it. He squealed about it. He knew that it had an effect. And George Voinovich flip-flopped as a result of this because they didn't want to stand up to the public pressure. We're not saying now, at Downsized DC's present size, that we're something for Congress to really fear today, at this very instant.
Mm.
But every battle that we enter, our number one goal isn't to win. It's to emerge bigger and stronger, because we know that someday, bigger and stronger means we win.
It's something that is working so far. As you've said, the numbers continue to go up. More people continue to participate. And if I might, I'd like to just sort of give you an example of something that's going on here in New Hampshire, just in general. Of course, you know about the Free State Project. You've been up here a couple of times to speak at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which has been excellent, of course. And you know the caliber of the activists that we have up here. We've basically got downsized New Hampshire, but with people in person, as opposed to people just sending messages through the Internet, which is what you have to do. I mean, it's D.C. Nobody's going to go and take it. Very few people are actually going to bother taking a trip to D.C. But here in New Hampshire, our activists, you know, there are some that are very, very politically minded. Some are working in the marketplace to achieve liberty. There's very different things going on here. But on the political side of things, they are so well organized and so effective at what they're doing. And it's only the very beginning here as well. But what we've seen is that if somebody, you know, basically crosses the liberty activists, they come down like anything, unlike anything these politicians have ever seen. They've never experienced what they're experiencing right now, and that is this incredibly high level of citizen involvement in government. They can't. There's
wherever,
an organization
wherever
here.
We go. Whenever I go to the Capitol to here in the Concord to you know look at a bill, we're almost the only ones there.
Yeah.
Citizens are not involved in their electoral process.
No, it was the Free Staters.
Legislative process.
It was the Free Staters that were there to fight the smoking ban. Unfortunately, we didn't win that one. But it was also the Free Staters that were there to fight the seatbelt. The new seatbelt legislation they were looking at passing, that we did actually defeat that. And like you said, Mark, they come out and they pack these rooms, they pack these hearing rooms, and these guys have never seen this before, and they don't know quite how to deal with it, but they do know that the elections are coming soon, and they better pay attention to what the liberty activists are saying and doing, because if they don't, it could be the very well the liberty activists that result in them getting voted out of office. So we've seen that level of interaction being so successful here with a relatively small amount of people participating. You're doing the same thing on a national level, so you're going to need more people, but I think we'll see that kind of success with downsized D.C. as well as things continue to grow. In fact, I'd like you to comment on that and also tell us what's coming soon.
You know, I
hang on,
agree
Jim.
More.
Hang on, Jim. Short on time. Okay. Hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issue for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Attention libertarians. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or a recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by March 31st. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. On the line with Jim Babka, the president of DownsizeDC.org, great organization that is out there helping you lobby the so-called representatives in Washington to actually at least not continue to pass more damaging legislation and hopefully maybe advance liberty a little bit. And basically, Jim, what you're doing, I think there's a proof of concept that it will work eventually in D.C. by what's happening here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's easier for us to have success here because, well, there's just not as much government, and they're more responsive here. So we've seen that even just a few activists getting active and letting these people know that they're watching and that they're out there ready to pounce when these guys try to pull something. There's an organization here called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that literally is reading every single piece of legislation these guys try to slip through. And so they can't slip anything by us anymore here. We've got all eyes on them, and they know it now. And it does seem to be changing their behavior somewhat, Jim.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got to meet some of the people that have put together the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance there, which is putting out the report card and getting the word out about what's going on up there. I was very impressed with your leadership and the people that are doing this and how many people have already gotten involved in taking a part in making this happen. Right there in the state. And I have people contact me all the time and say, can we start a downsized DC, group in our state where we start focusing on the state capitol? And I say, well, yes, go ahead, get something going. because in New Hampshire, you guys are setting the model, and that's the example I point to. It is happening there, and you are doing it, and you are providing proof of concept.
So I think it will happen for downsized D.C., but it's going to require a lot more people. They're starting to notice you at this point, and you've only got 22,000 people on your email list. So what's it going to be like when there are 200,000 people there, or as you say, 2 million people?
Well, I can give you a little glimpse of what it will be like. I mean, one of the things that's going to start to happen is you'll start to see us pop up in other places, and you'll start running into people that you didn't know before, who you will find out are also D.C. downsizers like you. You'll start to see our advertising or hear our advertising or view our advertising on your computer or wherever, but you'll start seeing that start to pop up. And more people will be assembling to the message. And so as that message will keep seeming like it's gotten larger and larger and larger, and eventually it will be so loud that Congress won't be able to ignore it, the media won't be able to ignore it, and we will be part of the national debate. And I believe our ideas just need a seat at the table, and they'll win.
I'm with you on that one, Jim. So what's coming soon for Downsize DC? Beyond more expansion and growth, what do you guys have planned?
Well, we are hopefully in the final stages. I've thought this before, but hopefully we really are in the final stages of a grand website redesign that's going to solve a lot of problems that people have had. We've been working with the original site that we started with, and it was it's like the college car that you held together with Bondo and bailing wire. It was very serviceable. It got us to where we needed to go, but now we need a system that's much more robust to deal with some of the challenges Congress is throwing at us, and that ensures that your message gets there and can handle a lot more messages and has some more user features. We're going to be doing some things over at our sister organization, the Downsize DC Foundation, that are going to be very exciting, that are going to provide some real educational opportunities and a chance to get a little bit more philosophical with our friends in a way that's going to be clever, may bring a smile to their face, create an interesting discussion, the kind of discussions we haven't had before. But the most important thing, the thing I'm most excited about in that whole project, is we're going to begin putting together an effort to lobby the media, just like we lobby Congress every day. We're going to begin educating the media is probably a much better phrase for it, because, you know, they report a lot of things as if they're fact that really aren't so, like this 47 million people that don't have health care. It's actually 45 million that are uninsured, and after you take out the illegal aliens and the people who are young and have chosen to be so, you get down to a level of about 4 million people who are really in need. But that's not the number that's reported by the media every night. They promote this much more hyped number. It's things like that that we want to begin to educate them on. We're going through this financial crisis right now. They're focused exclusively on subprime. There's a number of other factors, including how the money supply is generated in this country. We want to give an opportunity. We want to put those ideas in circulation at places other than maybe a couple select business shows. And so,
well, there's certainly going to be no shortage of targets for you there, Jim. I mean, there's so much to choose from. And also, I think you might actually have more success faster with the media approach, simply because they are just more tuned into the marketplace. These politicians, they can only respond to the market once every 4 years or every 2 years, depending on what the office is. And that's when they, you know how politicians work. They pretend like they care what you have to say while they're trying to get elected. And then for the next 4 years, they pretend like you don't exist. And then all of a sudden they give you another ear when they're ready to get elected again. So it's much harder to actually to bring politicians around, just because they just don't listen that much. Whereas the media, if they perceive like they're going to lose an advertiser or if they're going to lose a significant chunk of viewership, then they might just change.
Right. And so that's going to be our plan to go forward and do that. It's going to be quite a few months down the road before we're fully up and running in this area. But we're going to get that going. And that's the next big thing that we're going to be working on after we've launched this brand new website, which is just going to be really beautiful. It's going to work better. And it's going to have some new features that people are really going to enjoy.
Pretty exciting. As always, Jim, it's good having you on the show. Mark, any thoughts for Jim while we've got him here?
I just encourage people to sign up for the Downsizer Dispatch. I enjoy it.
Yeah, head on over to downsizedc.org and get interactive with Downsized DC. It's a great group. And, Jim, you're a good man. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much. You guys are great guys, too. It's always fun to be on here. I got to do this more often. I
appreciate it, sir. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk jury nullification, Mark. Once again, it kind of ties into the Downsized DC thing in that there are ways to get these people to notice us, to get them to pay attention, these government people. And jury nullification is one of those ways, wherein the juries of America, they have a secret right, if you will, the right of a juror. The secret is, you get to judge the law. when you're sitting on a case and the judge tells you, you have to judge the case by the facts of the case, how they're presented, you know, preponderance of the evidence and all that, and what the judge tells you, well, that much might be true. But you also have the ability to just say not guilty based on the fact that you don't like the law. So if you're on a drug case, for instance, and you're like us, and you want to end the war on drugs, you can help end it right there by saying not guilty and letting that person go, even though the evidence is clear he was a drug dealer or clear he had marijuana in his pocket or whatever the evidence was. Doesn't matter how damning the evidence. What matters is what you think about the law, and that's what jury nullification is about. Well, it turns out, apparently, in Texas, according to the Marijuana Policy Project, recently there's been quite a success. In fact, Marijuana Policy Project is calling this a landmark acquittal in a medical marijuana case. Here it is. Actually, it's taking place in Long Island, even though it's a Texas patient. Texas patient who uses medical marijuana, I guess it was written in Long Island. Anyway, a Texas patient who uses medical marijuana to treat the symptoms of HIV won acquittal on marijuana possession charges March 25th based on a necessity defense. Though such a defense, which requires the defendant to establish that an otherwise illegal act was necessary to avoid imminent harm more serious than the harm prevented by the law he or she broke, has rarely been successful in Texas. This time, the jury took just 11 minutes to acquit Tim Stevens, 53 years old. The trial was hotly contested. He'd never been in trouble until Amarillo police arrested him for possessing less than 4 grams of marijuana. As a result of his HIV infection, Stevens suffers from nausea and cyclical vomiting syndrome, a condition so severe that he's required hospitalization and blood transfusions in the past. Extensive research has established medical marijuana as an effective treatment for nausea and vomiting associated with HIV and AIDS and cancer chemotherapy. Uses recently acknowledged by the prestigious American College of Physicians. And there's a little bit more about this case here, and apparently jury nullification was a factor. We'll come back with more of this and one prosecutor's thoughts on jury nullification. Apparently he doesn't like it too much. We'll get to that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. If you can hear with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And also, you need to know that Soviet central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers, Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. Once again, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. It's store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more, all there at store.freetalklive.com. So, a Texas landmark medical marijuana case. According to the Marijuana Policy Project, Tim Stevens, 53-year-old AIDS patient. He has HIV at this point. Anyway, he has nausea and vomiting as a result of his treatment for HIV, and so he smokes marijuana to help suppress the nausea.
Many people have found that in this particular case, that HIV virus and that kind of thing, they get some relief out of smoking marijuana, and they get it faster and more effectively than they do by taking the drug Marinol.
It's true. So they caught him. The cops busted him with less than 4 grams of marijuana, arrested him. He went to court.
4 grams?
Yep. Not even an eighth. It's barely an eighth. And so they arrested him. He went to court, and he used the necessity defense, which basically says he needed to use marijuana, you know, to the point where it would have done more damage to him had he not used the marijuana. And that was the defense he used. I'm sure the prosecution attempted to reject that. And the first place I heard about this was from the Fully Informed Jury Association. So Marijuana Policy Project doesn't actually mention jury nullification here in the story. But basically, the jury took 11 minutes to acquit Mr. Stevens. So he walked out of the courtroom a free man after that, even though it was very clear he was violating the marijuana possession law. It says here, the common sense and decency exhibited by this jury is typical of what we see from voters around the country, said the Marijuana Policy Project representative. The American public doesn't want to see seriously ill patients arrested and jailed for simply trying to stay alive with the help of medical marijuana. It's time for legislators in Texas and around the country to follow the public's lead and take action to protect patients no one has to live in fear of arrest.
I've seen numbers between 75 and 85% of the Americans believe that if you're seriously ill and you've been prescribed marijuana by a doctor, that you should be able to use it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So, jury nullification again.
I mean, hold on. You know that doctors can prescribe heroin to people?
They can still prescribe cocaine, too.
Why the hell can't they prescribe marijuana? I mean, these are doctors, right? We're supposed to put all this trust in them. Not that I necessarily do. Mm-hmm. But that's the idea. That's the press out there, that these guys have the power to prescribe. Why in the world can't they prescribe smoking marijuana?
One more quote here from the MPP rep. He says, or actually this is the lawyer, even in a very conservative part of a very conservative state, jurors were willing to listen to the facts about medical marijuana and give Tim a break. I hope this case will help create a trend in Texas. I certainly hope so, too, because he's certainly not the only person in Texas that's using marijuana for medicinal purposes, and likely many of them are just frightened to death of having their lives ruined by an arrest and a conviction, and so this might set a trend. We'll keep an eye on it, certainly, and let you know if it does or not. But what's important here is the jury nullification aspect of this, and that is that the jury, in the face of the very obvious law that criminalizes marijuana use, came back and nullified the law. They came back and let this man walk out of court. So it can be done. Juries can nullify. It is still legal in America for jurors to nullify a law by voting not guilty, and it should continue to be done. But one prosecutor has something else to say about that, doesn't he, Mark?
Yeah, I've got it's not really a news story. It's a blog post by Mark Bennett, and it's actually from BennettandBennett.com. It's called Defending People, and it's the art and science of criminal defense trial lawyering, I guess. Well, quite an art and science there. The art and science of telling lies, either side of the
So wait, is he a defense attorney or a prosecutor? I think he's a prosecutor.
He's a defense attorney. But the post is, let me read it.
Okay.
Okay. Mark goes on here. The following was sent to me by a prosecutor who wishes to remain anonymous. I disagree with him. I think he's missing at least one essential point. The jury nullification is the law, so that a nullifying verdict is a verdict according to the law. But he's not entirely crazy, and I thought I'd toss it out for discussion. And, you know, there's all kinds of comments on here. But the prosecutor says, I just can't leave this one alone. I feel compelled to address the completely outrageous, legally and factually unjustifiable act you and the writers of Wire, and I guess Wire is a
TV show, right?
TV show on HBO or Showtime or something like that. Some channel I don't get. But they've been encouraging nullification. So let's not discuss free will, etc. We'll leave all the admittedly dubious merits of the war on drugs out of this for a moment. Let's talk about the one thing and the one thing only: jury nullification. Now, this is the prosecutor and who disagrees with it. Can you please explain to me how jury nullification is not a gross and unconscionable violation of a juror's oath? As you well know, in Texas, and I suspect most other states as well, the jurors must swear prior to being impaneled that they will a true verdict render based on the law and the evidence presented. Read those words closely, and if I've left any out, please let me know. It doesn't say, unless I disagree with the law in question, or unless I'm against the war on drugs. It doesn't mention jury nullification or even civil disobedience. The Zenger case is often trotted out as the ultimate example of jury nullification, but somehow I doubt the jurors in that case ever took such a specific oath. Modern jurors are promising, in very specific terms, that they are going to render a true verdict based on the law and the facts presented.
That was what I was going to speculate. I'm no law expert. I'm just an average guy here. But when I first heard him saying, well, the jury takes an oath, the first thing I thought was, well, did they always take that oath? And if not, it's what it sounds like. It sounds like they did not always take that mm-hmm. oath. It seems to me like they've created that oath to misdirect the jury to believe that they have to follow the oath, and that's the only rule that there is, as opposed to jury nullification, which is still out there and still legitimate.
Well, you know, I don't know if jury nullification is, in fact, a law anywhere on the books. I suspect it is, simply because there are so many laws on the books. But And you know, the laws that they passed in 1782 are still valid.
I thought it was a constitutional thing, but what do I know?
I don't think it's in the Constitution.
Okay. You would know better than I.
I haven't seen it in there. Jury nullification ignores all three of those things. The verdict will not be true, but it will in fact be intentionally, knowingly, and willfully, and I might add, go outside of the mens res, blatantly false. The jury nullification verdict will not be based on the law because it sets out to disregard the law because it is viewed as immoral, wrong, etc. Finally, the jury nullification verdict will most certainly not be based on the facts because it chooses to ignore these facts as a matter of course. Well, it's based on the facts. It's just... Anyway, I disagree with that particular point, but you know, the guy has an interesting point here, and I would like to know if there's a jury nullification law on a national basis or in specific states? I mean, I'm just interested in this. How, then, do proponents of jury nullification justify their position that modern jurors are legally authorized to employ this fancifully archaic concept? Is it simply understood that the whole juror's oath is all but subterfuge, and that the renegade juror must engage in this deception as a means to an end? That's what we've said on this show, essentially. The writers of The Wire, in advocating the actions that they have, are essentially promoting the commission of a crime.
Good.
Had they made the statements contained in the Time magazine article in Texas, then they would almost certainly be guilty of aggravated perjury, if they had done it in Texas. Outrageous? No. How dare I suggest that the exercise of their First Amendment rights could possibly constitute a crime? Pretty easily, actually. Just look at the law. Perjury and aggravated perjury are defined as follows. Perjury. A person commits an offense if... with intent to deceive and with knowledge of the statement's meaning, he makes a false statement under oath or swears to the truth of a false statement previously made, and the statement is required or authorized by law to be made under oath. That doesn't sound like perjury to me. But aggravated perjury is a person commits an offense if he commits perjury as defined in section, above, and the false statement is made during or in connection with an official proceeding and is material. B, an offense under this section is a felony of the third degree. No. If you would have said that in Texas, if they made the statement contained in the Time magazine article in Texas, they are not under oath at any point. So I just don't see how that's going to be perjury or aggravated perjury.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a little bit more here.
Okay, 800-259-9231. Prosecutors don't like jury nullification. What a shock. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. We'll get the rest from him. Also talk to John in Salem and take your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control at 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.